You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Did you know that food that you eat every day can actually be stimulating these opiate receptors in your brain, causing you more addictive behavior? Well, we're going to talk to Dr. Keith Cantor, founder of the NAMED program, N-A-M-E-D program, more about these opiate receptors, how nutrition can actually mitigate these addictions. Thank you for being here, Dr. Keith.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So let's talk about these receptors that we all have in our brain, natural receptors, and that how food can stimulate these receptors in a good way, rather than the bad way. We know that sugar, caffeine, dairy products, and all of these, you know, standard American diet triggers these opiate receptors in a bad way. How about the good nutrition? Talk to us about that.
Okay, the good nutrition doesn't stimulate the opiate receptors. It just makes you healthier. You don't need the stimulation from the opiate receptors if you eat a healthy diet, work out, and, you know, truly lead a healthy lifestyle.
Which nutrition? Our audience wants to know exactly what should we be eating.
Okay, well, first of all, they could go to either of my sites, NAMEDprogram.com, and I have a week's worth of recipes on there that they could see for free. Or they could go to DR for Dr. Keith Cantor.com, and I have hundreds of recipes throughout the site, you know, that they could use and see. But, you know, you want to have half your plate with vegetables and fruits. You want to have a lean protein, and you want to have healthy fats and some complex carbohydrates, which include fiber. You want to stay away from processed foods, which have all the dyes and preservatives and in them, which isn't good for us. And our body sometimes treats it, you know, like it's a disease, almost like an antibody when it has it. And it makes you feel less than healthy. Gluten is a perfect example. Only less than 1% of the people truly have celiac disease. But a much larger percentage don't feel good when they have gluten. My wife is one of them. It bothers her stomach. That's also something that stimulates the opiate receptor.
Right. There are what's called gluteomorphins. And that's the name of the chemical that if you're not able to digest protein, the gluten protein in your gut, that's what ends up being absorbed and goes into the brain, and it can cause, you know, I mean, when I think it causes the inflammation, and I wanted to tell you that what you're recommending is exactly what I also recommend with my programs for allergies and inflammation. It's pretty much an anti-inflammatory diet that you are proposing, and obviously lower inflammation will heal the brain. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. But the third part of the program is first not to stimulate the opiate receptors, then some amino acid therapy, assuming that the people need it because they're nutritionally deficient, and that helps suppress the opiate receptors. But as I started to say, most people, especially almost all addicted people, have inflammation internally, which affects your heart, affects your gastrointestinal tract, and affects your brain. But one thing that it also does is it totally throws our insulin mechanism out of whack, and that gives us cravings for sugar. When we crave sugar and we have the sugar, it stimulates the opiate receptors, which brings us back to having the urge for the drugs, or it throws it out of whack the opposite way, where it's really not processing the sugar, so it tells all the cells to drop the sugar in the body, which then goes to the opiate receptors and gives you the urge for the drugs. So it's very important to stop inflammation, and it's caused by acidosis, which is a low pH. So my diet is a combination, or my menus are a combination of not stimulating the opiate receptors and a higher pH diet, and I also use higher pH water, to offset the lower pH that's already there in the gastrointestinal tract, and that'll drastically reduce the inflammation, which not only will help the insulin mechanism so we can process what sugar we have properly, but it also helps with things like Crohn's disease and diabetes and fibromyalgia and arthritis. All of those are things that are affected by inflammation.
I totally agree. I what you're talking about is what's called the acid-alkaline balance in our body. And the more acidic you are, the pH is lower. And the more alkaline you are, the pH is higher. And when you get your body in a higher alkaline mode with a higher pH, you'll have less inflammation. And of course, then you'll feel much more physically better. And so your program, it's called NAMED. Can you say that again, what it stands for?
Yeah, sure. Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking.
Got it. So,
but the website is just namedprogram.com, because I thought that was a lot easier for people.
It is. But the whole idea here is that, is your program an in, you know, the patient comes into the facility?
Yeah, my program is designed for patients that are staying at a facility. But what I did, which nobody else did before, and I'm real excited about, is every clinic has a code so they could get all the menus, because I provide them all year round, three meals a day plus two snacks. And their chefs could, you know, copy them off. I put up 3 months at a time for them, plus they could send them to me. But I allow the clinics to give the recovering addicts the code when they leave, so they could still go on to the site and get the menus for those people that want to keep on the diet. So this way there's some follow-up with the people, and that'll lower the relapse rate. And that's free.
So what you're saying is that your program actually is for different treatment centers. All the treatment centers across the country hopefully will be implementing the NAMED program.
That's correct.
That's what, you know, so when did this start, and how many clinics right now have it?
Well, I just got the patent pending like a month
Bravo.
Ago, and I got a trademark, and I got it copyrighted. So I only have about 25 clinics so far, but the word is going around. The government's looking at it, several different agencies, and a lot of, so I think it'll grow very quickly, because I do it so inexpensively for them. I license it to them, and it's $150 a month or $1,500 a year, and I do all the menus with the recipes for 365 days a year for them. Plus, I replace almost all their beverages with a higher pH water, which saves them money. So it really ends up costing them nothing. Plus, I'm on famous radio shows like you, but the clinics that have it are able to get more clients that way, and it saves them on advertising. So it's really almost a no-cost thing for them. I just do enough to pay the staff. That's why I have it so inexpensively.
Wow, that's really powerful, because, you know, I totally agree about the nutrition and the opiate, the connection there. And if you give the centers everything that they need, because often these people, even at the centers, they get the worst food. I know they do. So you're doing that. Again, can you tell us where they can get the information about who you are and your program?
They could go to Dr. for Doctor, KeithKantor.com, KeithKantor, or namedprogram.com, NAMED program.com.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to share your information and help you spread the word about your NAMED program, because we need it. Millions and millions of people need your program. And the centers, I am just hoping that across the country, including California, where I live, we'll have that. Thanks, Dr. Keith. See you next time. All right, you can go to my website at drsuzanne.com for more information about Dr. Keith Cantor, and or go to his websites. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.